Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are the Midday Show here. We have been for 13 years. But other shows say a lot of other things going on.
Oh, they sure do.
On our station throughout the day. None criticizing us, but other...
Oh, give it time.
Giving us... Oh, well, we know. We've been down that the last couple weeks or two. But other shows giving us thought-provoking ideas, much like the afternoon show. Was that correct there, Dano? Yep. Much like the afternoon show. Was it our good friend Jonathan Peterlin
that
said something that was thought-provoking and maybe bear-provoking as well, too? What was it?
It boils down to something interesting. Like, how willing are you to move one of the two rookies instead of one of the two veterans?
I would be willing to move Dylan Gabriel. I really would. And I would be willing to move Kenny Pickett, too.
I would bet 99% of our fan base can say, I'll pack Dylan Gabriel's bags for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make that move 11 times out of 10. If you can get a charcuterie board and a pick for Dylan Gabriel, I'll go ahead and take that. And I think a lot of people would be willing to say that about Kenny Pickett. Excuse me. I don't think anybody in our audience right now is willing to say that about Shedeur Sanders.
I would agree with that.
I'm not going to find anybody that's going to say that about Shedeur.
I mean, who doesn't like a good charcuterie board?
It depends on the cheese. Danny Cunningham also in on the afternoon drive there. So his point, let me just make sure I have this 100% correct, because I have now actually listened to what he had to say, and so now I want to kind of chime in on that rather than not hearing what I'd say. So my point is
What the heck did you mean?
He thinks... Right, that fans don't care, that fans would drive either Gabriel or Pickett to the airport.
Just walk down the hall, let's ask him. No, it sounded to me like he thought there was no emotional attachment to Dylan Gabriel.
Is that what he was saying? I do agree with you. He did just walk down.
Oh, and Kenny Pickett.
He just walked down.
And so to me, it's this. If you're looking at it from a football standpoint, Jonathan, who's walking around the hallway, couldn't be more wrong. He couldn't be more wrong.
Huh?
And the reason why is this. Sorry, fans think Dylan Gabriel, 99% of them think he has no chance to play. Well, how do they know? They don't know. Browns obviously think he has more of a chance to play than Shedeur Sanders because they took him two rounds earlier. Now, where Jonathan is right is this. There are four quarterbacks in camp. Browns fans have an emotional attachment to two of them. Joe Flacco, because of what he did here before.
Mm-hmm.
Those glorious five games. And they were. And I'm not making... They were great.
They were.
They were great.
They 100% were.
They were great.
Yes.
I'm making fun of them. They were great.
Probably the best quarter season that this franchise has had since 99.
They were great.
Or most exciting.
And Shedeur Sanders. Because the hype has put Shedeur at a different level. If you're looking for who played better in college, well, it was Dylan Gabriel. I mean, all you got to do is look at the productivity. It's off the charts for Dylan Gabriel. Off the charts. So emotionally, the fans have ties to two of these guys. Shedeur, cool story, Dion's kid, hype like crazy, and Joe Flacco. They don't have any emotional attachment to Dylan Gabriel. They don't have any emotional attachment to Kenny Pickett. And that's where Jonathan's right. Where he's wrong is if he was thinking that it's because of football, because the fans don't know. We don't know. Jonathan doesn't know. We can all have our opinions, but we don't know.
I have two thoughts on this.
Coaches might know.
One, before Joe Flacco was here, I don't think Browns fans could have cared if Joe Flacco was their quarterback. To him, to Browns fans, they were like, guy that used to beat us, guy that won a Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Guy we didn't think was that good in Baltimore, but that's was right. benefiting from a great defense.
That's right.
And a great running game.
Yes, exactly. As I was kind of getting to. I just
wanted to help you. Sorry.
Thanks.
I apologize.
Sorry, no worries.
I apologize profusely, actually.
It's all right. Why profusely? Why can't you just apologize straight up like most people do?
Well, I wanted to go above and beyond. I mean, your face is already red. I didn't want you to get more red.
Do I have to take this all day?
Even an apology he insults.
Yeah.
It's actually like a real feat.
This reminds me of the stuff we were putting... We're putting this stuff in the garbage can to start the first segment, to start the hour off.
Never heard someone insult an apology. It's unbelievable.
Well,
I apologized,
and then he yelled at me because I was apologizing profusely. Why couldn't I just apologize regularly?
I didn't yell.
I was going above and beyond.
I didn't yell. I was just trying to figure out what was the difference between a regular apology and a profuse apology. But my point here is not this. My point here is...
Oh, this guy just chucked.
Thank you.
Everybody,
that's what I feel like I'm in the middle of right now.
Jonathan Peterlin, 100% correct in everything that he said there. I agree with what he said, that fans probably would want to take those two to the airport and just say, let's see what this looks like with Flacco and Sanders right now. If that's what his point was, I think he was dead on. Because I don't think the fans, as you said, Jeff, and I agree with you profusely on this one, they do not have an emotional attachment to the other two quarterbacks. So
that's it.
I concur with you on that.
Thank you for profusely agreeing.
We should all live the life of Larry David.
It's important that you do that.
Okay. I wish they would make more episodes. I wish they would do more.
We'll do another one tomorrow.
I'm still not convinced he's totally done.
Starting at 10 tomorrow, we'll do another episode.
You don't think he's done? Oh. I think he's done. I don't think he's got the energy to do it anymore. The show's too funny. Why would you go back and do it again? Although there were people that said, why would you try to do another Seinfeld?
I mean, shoot, he took, what was it, 4 years off or something like that in between seasons at one point? Like, everybody thought it was done, and all of a sudden, boom, it's back again. Like,
it's good to have money.
Yeah, and... Well, he's got enough of it with the Seinfeld rights.
Exactly.
I mean, good golly, he has no reason to work whatsoever.
That is true.
You know, if Andy and I had that kind of cash, we're coming in every 3.5 years. Hey, let's do a show. Want to, Andy?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still not totally convinced he's going to come up with, all of a sudden look down and go, oh, wow, I have a season here. Why not?
I wrote that down.
I've got 10 ideas.
Everybody bored?
Hey, might as well. Call dancing.
All I know is that somebody sent out the clip again last week of Bob Einstein when he really met Jerry Seinfeld for the first time on that set when they were doing the remake on the show. The joke that he told was absolutely filthy.
Are we
and
done
hysterical?
Are we done with Peterlin's comment then?
Is that where we are? No, we played the music.
We're now on to Larry David.
We talked about Larry David for a second.
Okay.
Life is not linear.
Okay.
It's not. Sometimes we deviate to the right. Sometimes we deviate to the left. We'll come back to the train track at the end of our life.
That was pretty heavy use of the word linear by you. That was pretty good.
Thank you. I had trouble learning how to edit because I had to change my linear thoughts.
I have to occasionally do this to the lady friend, and I think it's time I have to do it to you now, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? I couldn't
be finer.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are we good?
It's been like 4 or 5 of these that we've been in the middle of, and you've been like, excuse me. Excuse me. I was next.
I don't think I sound quite like that.
There is. There's been like 3 or 4 of them that have very much turned into, excuse me.
Sound like Gilbert Gottfried? Is that what you're telling me?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Where did this conversation start? Can somebody help me out here?
Yeah.
I'm so far off
Peterman's comments.
Yes. Okay. All right. Just making sure. So I think that Jonathan was 100% correct in what he said.
There we go.
And I think we concur. Dan, did you want any piece of the... Should we play the cut again just to get people back up to speed and back on track for what
no,
he said?
No, we already did. We're good.
Oh, we can only play it once?
I don't know. You tell me.
This could be the most derailed segment we've ever done.
Excuse me!
But at least we're getting to the point.
Heaven forbid.
The point is people say interesting things on our station all the time. Isn't
There's
that really...
the point.
Isn't that the bottom line
of
this?
My God, that's why
this?
You want to listen to the fan. Rip off the dial, Andy. Tell him.
Take the knob off. Rip off that knob. Lock it in. 92.3. No one has knobs anymore. When's the last time we saw a knob in a car?
Take a chisel and smash that dial.
Are we playing it?
So I feel like my response to this is a very, very simple one for Jonathan Peterlin.
Yes.
Which is that I think if you truly asked Browns fans, they would sit there and go, oh, yeah, Joe Flacco would be good if he were the quarterback. Or, yeah, you know, I'm interested in Shedeur Sanders. Maybe he could do it too. And I think it would then immediately go to, I don't care. Just get me a quarterback who could start for 4 years and lead this team to the playoffs so I never have to see that stupid jersey ever again. I think that's where it ends. Every time. It just will circle right back to, I don't care. Just give me a quarterback who can win.
I can't
All
disagree.
I want.
Could you imagine if Pickett's a starter and they come out there 3-0 to start the season? This town will be on fire. So excited.
You'll be talking about
so
a statue.
Happy. If he can win the first three games of the season as a starting quarterback, knowing how tough it is and knowing that we have some rivals in there.
Can I give you one little thought?
Why don't you give us one more thought, Jeff?
You mentioned earlier Kevin Stefanski and quarterbacks. You don't think he can do some things with Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Yeah,
that's why
I do too.
I feel good with any of these quarterbacks and Kevin. I have confidence in Kevin to make a quarterback better if the quarterback wants to buy in. And I think if you send errant passes to the wrong team constantly and are not following what maybe was the initial incentive or the initial thought into what was going into the play call in itself, I think you could have great success with Kevin. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why he's here in the first place, was his ability to show his relationship with quarterbacks and create success in Minnesota. That's why he's here. And that's why I think he's been pretty good at it since he's been here. Now, 3-14, how good is that? It's not good. And not being able to score more than 2 touchdowns a game, that's not good either. So it's got to change. So the honeymoon part of that is over. The coach of the year honeymoon part of that is over. They got to win some games this year. I don't know that they've got to win, you know, 10, 11, 12. But as you've said before, and I agree with, there has got to be some measure of success for this season for Kevin. Otherwise, Kevin's in trouble. And it's not because
of
who
Xander
he
Berry.
Is.
So yeah. Xander Berry.
And it's not because of It's the NFL. It's just the way things work. And I just don't see another alternative than, okay, well, we didn't get to 10 wins. Maybe we can find someone who can get us there. Let's face it. That's how we got into the quarterback situation we're in right now.
It's true.
Because we had a quarterback that was okay. It was pretty good. Might have taken us a little bit farther. But they felt like their job was to make the team better every day. And they went out and got a quarterback that they thought could make the team better every day and maybe make them Super Bowl contenders. And they were wrong. And they admitted that. So we're the ones that take the brunt of the winning and losing part of it. And so do they. They probably get hurt at the pocketbook when...
Pocketbook.
Yeah, it's an old word. I hate that
word. I
love
that.
I don't, though.
My grandmother carried one.
Yeah, so did mine. But I just get us a quarterback. Dan's right. I can't put it any other way. It was very poetic, my friend.
I think that's where every Browns fan is. It could be Kenny Pickett. Sure, sounds great. Does he throw touchdowns? Beautiful. Hey, is it Dylan Gabriel? Guess who's not going to care about his height or any other problem that he has if he throws touchdowns? No one.
Exactly right.
Just get a guy who throws touchdowns and wins football games and make it so that we could just throw that jersey out with 40 names on it and have one. Doesn't matter what's on the back of it.
Only caveat I have here, only one. If it's one of the three young guys, better for this guy. Because that means you might have somebody who could be here for 5 to 7 years. That's real wishful thinking.
Hmm. You guys are both going to hate me. You're both going to hate me for saying this. So I'm preparing myself. Yeah, you might already hate me on this. There is a part of me that just wants to say, and I'm just saying it, we're not going to do it, but maybe we should do it at some point. Especially now that camp is over and we're not into the real camp. We're into the mini camp. The mandatory mini camp is over. I just really want to say, and I wonder what the percentages would be if I went 216-474-0092, who's the starting quarterback now? And I wonder what fans would say. And I wonder where we would be with that. Because I think most, Jeff, would say who?
Joe Flacco.
Dan, most would say?
Joe Flacco.
I think... You don't want to hear this. I think we would have a close to a majority of folks that would say Shedeur Sanders. I still think that that's there. In my gut, I feel like Browns fans feel that way. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. And, of course, we'll talk to Daryl Ryder coming up here in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store.
Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.